Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here's McDavid. Out for Nugent Hopkins. Out of the point, Bouchard. Nugent Hopkins with it. There's McDavid. Out of front, score! Leon Draisaitl! The Oilers win game one!
Kenny Albert on the call. Draisaitl in overtime wins it. Edmonton up 1-0. Saw a story at the NHL's website that in Florida, Hard Rock Stadium lit up the colors of the Panthers. Okay, right? Miami.
Yep.
Florida. Okay. The CN Tower went orange and blue for Edmonton.
Really?
And the CN Tower has apparently done this often, where it's just, yeah, there's a Canadian team we're going to light up. They lit up for the Canadiens in the finals.
Oh, yeah. I remember Montreal. Toronto fans being very upset about that.
Yes. So yeah. I saw the tweet from the CN Tower account that, you know, orange and blue for the Oilers. And the replies are, why are you doing this? Please stop.
Yeah.
We don't care.
I was going to say, like, I don't really get the sense that the whole of Canada cares about a Canadian team not winning since 93. They just want their own team to win it.
Sure.
You know, like,
If Edmonton were to win, would Toronto fans around, or Canadian fans stick their chests out like, oh, Canadian team won it?
Good. What does that do for a Montreal fan if Edmonton wins tonight? Like, I think it's a streak, and it is interesting for sure that it's true, but I don't think Canadians are running around up there like on a limb hoping the Oilers win the series, you're in Edmonton.
If anything, it might make you're more mad because the idea, like, oh, Canadian teams can't compete because of the taxes. Well, they won the cup, so figure it out.
Does McDavid make it different though? Like, he's a Canadian hero. He's an icon in that country, I'm sure. Like,
I don't know.
I wonder if he makes it any different. I mean, he scored did he score the winner for Canada at the Four Nations?
He did.
He did. Okay, so.
But that was for Canada.
That was for Canada. I mean, he hasn't had the opportunities, but I wonder, like, if he had scored, you know, if he was Crosby for this, you know, he scored game-winning goals in a gold medal game. You know, that would make him even more of a Canadian hero, and then maybe it'd be better for this.
803-0550. Get some more calls in. Talked a lot about James Cook last segment and the value to the team and, you know, just generally how we all look at every player that's not Josh and how replaceable they might be. Jay in a car is up next. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Afternoon, guys. Had a guest on last night. Kind of pointed out that Cook's snap count was down, production up. But kind of tells you that, you know, the Bills went to him a little less. He didn't improve out of the backfield as a catcher. Some critical drops. And then it got me thinking, was the running back room snap count down last year? Because, you know, Cook's numbers are down, in a year where the receiver room had a big question mark on it. And maybe that's telling on, like, how much the Bills actually rely on that room in general, and then how much money you're going to throw at it. I don't think spending $15 million on anybody makes sense if you're really not giving that room the snap count anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jay.
His snap count was down by percentage. In terms of the total
snaps, I mean, they run the ball a lot.
Yeah, like, I think the total is similar enough to where I don't really think you need to lose sleep over that part of it. He went down 7% from 23 to 24. By the way, he did get better catching the ball. I mean, last year, his drop percentage was 5%. It was almost 12% the year before. And didn't he drop, like, three gimme touchdowns?
Yes. One in Philly.
Yeah.
One against Dallas, maybe, but then he went and caught one anyway.
So, like, maybe his all-around receiving game didn't get better. The numbers on that were cut in half, actually. He went from 445 yards to 258. But he also didn't have these easy drops like he had the season prior.
803-0550. Thanks, Jay, for the phone call. You know, on his snap count and whether or not they could give him more, the Bills, we had Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast yesterday. And he pointed out that the Bills, when it comes to throwing the ball to running backs, are the number one team in the NFL and what they get out of that. They think of, you know, pass catchers instead of receivers. And there's no doubt that how the Bills use their backs. I mean, think about Ty Johnson and some of the catches he made. He makes one in the playoff game that's incredible. And
the Lions game.
Yeah.
The Lions game, he goes for over 100.
I've got Ray Davis in that Jets game getting a 50-yard bomb. Like, Josh.
And didn't he have like a 60-yard touchdown against Miami?
Was it Miami?
Miami.
Yeah, like a little swing pass where nobody's there.
And he took it to the house, yeah.
Yep. So they get a lot out of passing to their running backs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, it's the kind of thing where if only we could know what the Bills' internal value of him is on Cook. Because if you want to, whichever one you want to do it, snap counts. Okay, what percentage of snaps did he play?
48.
What percentage of snaps did Dawson Knox play? Was it 60?
Probably around 50.
50?
I'll get that for you.
Shakir, 61.
Shakir was 61. Yep. Here you go. Last year's snap counts. Well, like, you want to keep it to the offense? Like, who played more than James Cook by percentage on offense? All the linemen, of course.
Yeah.
Mac Hollins, Dawson Knox did, Keon Coleman did, and Khalil Shakir did.
Okay.
And that's it.
Will Kincaid outsnap him this year? Yes.
Maybe. I mean, Kincaid should be on the field for where he was picked and for what the plan has felt that it is for him on offense. I think he should be playing. What's right for him? 70%?
I don't know. It gets to the general everybody eats idea and the whole point, which is that it's sum of the parts. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And if we are going to watch them be this offense, it's kind of funny when you think about, well, if Cook were to go down, Ray Davis would step in. And Cook's snap count's only 48%. What if Ray Davis gets hurt or Ty Johnson gets hurt? Would we think that a third back would come in and just get that share? Or would Johnson and Cook or Cook and Davis get three shares among the two of them?
Well, wouldn't you expect they would add somebody in
Darrington
a situation
Evans,
like that?
Frank Gore Jr. That's what I'm saying. The three backs they used.
Yeah.
And I don't know that anybody further down the depth chart just steps right in and replaces.
Their room, they treated that running back room this offseason like they expect that James Cook is on the field for them this year. They're not really built, I think, to not have him. They are at starter, but you make the right point that your depth gets tested very quickly. And I know Frank Gore Jr. comes up a lot. I just don't think he's an NFL player. And Darrington Evans is just a practice squad guy, a special teamer mostly throughout his career. Like, I'm not saying they couldn't play in a pinch, but you're not going to be overly impressed, I think, when they have to go in there. Like, if Cook were to say right now, I'm not playing this season, he's not playing the whole year, and it's Davis and Ty Johnson, I might say I'm interested to see what it looks like with Ray Davis, and I could see that going well. You're one injury away, though, I think, from I got to trade for somebody. That's got to be my deadline move this year.
Yeah.
Instead of a third round pick, or you know, for it's a running back, so let's make it a fifth. I gotta go trade a fifth round pick for
Nyheim Hines part two.
Yeah.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe. Steve Ashburner, senior writer, NBA.com at 9 o'clock for a finals preview between the, of course, Thunder and the Pacers that get started tonight. Edmonton up one game to none in the Stanley Cup final. When we return, I want to ask you about an all-time play in NFL history and how we would talk about the player involved in the blunder if it happened today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.